Thank you for calling Jefferson Torresdale. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Please listen to the following prompts. For the emergency room, please press 1. For patient information, please press 2.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Jefferson, how can I help you?
Oh, hi, good morning. It's Rodney from Family First Home Care. I was just calling in regards one of our mutual members was admitted at Jefferson's. Her name is Barbara Bouillet.
She's here.
Yeah, we were just wanting to get in contact with her very quickly because we fill out our type of report. We were just mentioned by the caregiver that provides the home care services that she was in the hospital since, let me tell you, it was probably on the 20th of this month, right?
I can't see that information. You want the nurse's station?
Yeah, I don't know if she's, I mean, is she conscious to answer some questions or something? Or do you know if she has
her
moral?
I'm not sure. I only look up the patients. Do you want me to connect you to her room or to the nurse?
To the room. That will be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Jefferson Health encourages men to discuss with their doctors the risk.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Rodney from Family First. Is this Barbara?
Yes.
How are you doing today, ma'am? How are you feeling?
So-so. I'm all right.
Let me see that, ma'am. I was told by Angela you were admitted, like, since Saturday, right?
What's inside?
That you have been in the hospital since Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Okay. Do you remember what happened to you?
I guess, lethargic, that thing, and I got dizzy, and that's basically it, besides the pooping, and I had pneumonia. What else? Oh, and I had a heart attack.
Oh, thank God. You had a whole cocktail of things going on.
Say that again?
I mean, you had a whole cocktail of things going on.
Yes.
My Lord. Yeah, I was just checking in on you, man. Right now, I mean, as per your condition right now, you don't think you could be, like, out of the hospital anytime soon, right? You will still be on observation, right?
Not yet, yes.
I see that. And by then, on Saturday, was Angela the one that took you to the hospital, or did you guys call an ambulance?
The ambulance, I think.
Okay, I got you. All right. Yeah,
good.
That was what I was checking in. I told Angela to notify me once you get back home.
Yeah.
And we were just following up, checking up on you to see if everything is okay. I guess I hear you better than how you were by Saturday, right? You're feeling better than
Saturday. Yeah. Now a little bit better.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. No, yeah, we were just checking in for that, okay? In any case,
okay.
I guess that you have my number saved, right?
Wait one minute. I guess it's in the phone here.
Okay, but on your phone, if you have a cell phone, I don't know.
Yeah, I do, but that's not what I answered. I asked the hospital bed.
I got you.
God, this man. Mm-hmm.
No, it's okay. In any cases, Angela has my number. Or if you wish to give me a call, I don't know. This is my number. If you're ready, you want me to tell you. But like,
no, I'm eating my lunch, and I don't have a pen.
No, it's okay. I'll be checking in with Angela, or in any case, I'll call the hospital, just like I'm doing right now, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ms. Barbara. Take care a lot, okay? Have a good rest so you can recover anytime soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.